From NPR News in Washington, I'm Richard Lee Harris. At a key meeting in Vienna, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries decided not to reduce production of oil, despite a 30% drop in the price of a barrel since June. OPEC Secretary General Abdullah Salem El-Badri says it's no time to panic.
We have to wait and see how the market will settle. As I said many times to you, that we don't want to panic. I mean it. We want to see the market, how the market behaves, because the decline of the price does not reflect the fundamentals change.
Oil prices, oil-related shares, and oil-linked currencies all tumbled in Asia Friday following OPEC's decision not to cut output. President Obama continued a Thanksgiving tradition of calling members of the armed forces to thank them for their service. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, who submitted his resignation earlier this week, made similar calls, connecting with an Air Force captain in Kuwait, a Marine sergeant in Liberia, a Navy petty officer on a ship in the Arabian Gulf, and an Army lieutenant in Afghanistan, where Captain Ben McKenzie from Dothan, Alabama, shared the holiday with some of his international colleagues.
One of the best parts about being in the international portion here is I've got to teach several German people how to eat Thanksgiving dinner, and just sharing this tradition with them has been fun. With all deference to my Deutsch friends, and we love them very much because they're good, they think you eat all this separately, and it doesn't work. It's kind of like Chinese food. You got to put it together, you know.
McKenzie says this is a critical time to aid and assist the Afghan people ahead of the withdrawal of U.S. forces at the end of next month. Tensions are easing in Ferguson, Missouri, after the violence and looting earlier this week when the grand jury decided not to charge a white officer in the fatal shooting of a black teenager. The day started with a Thanksgiving meal at a local church, and as NPR's Janae West reports, relative quiet prevails tonight.
A handful of peaceful protesters gathered at the Walmart on West Florissant Avenue. At the Ferguson police station, it was similarly quiet. Earlier in the day, dozens gathered at Wellsprings Church to share a Thanksgiving meal. Dan McAllister is a reverend from Connecticut. She says the grand jury decision Monday that cleared Officer Darren Wilson in the killing of Michael Brown remains on people's minds.
Our attention span is really short, and we're 108 days from the time that this young man's life was cut down entirely too soon, and we're all still saying his name.
Some residents spent Thanksgiving boarding up stores, while others in their cars honked in support. Janae West, NPR News, Ferguson.
It's Thanksgiving in the dark for more than 200,000 residents in New Hampshire and more than 80,000 in Maine. The power outages from the first major snowstorm of the season in the Northeast are particularly bad in northern New England. This is NPR News. At least 30 people have reportedly been killed in an explosion in Nigeria, including soldiers and civilians. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton says some reports say the blast was near the border with Cameroon.
The latest blast near the town of Mubi in Adamawa State comes 2 days after dozens of people were killed in a twin suicide bombing in a neighboring state in northeastern Nigeria. The army announced 2 weeks ago that it had recaptured Mubi from the Islamist group Boko Haram. The group seized the town last month. The insurgents control a string of other towns and villages in the region where they've imposed Islamic law, declared a caliphate, and displaced tens of thousands of people. Boko Haram's leader denies Nigerian government claims of a ceasefire and peace deal. The group remains designated a terrorist organization by the U.S. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back home after being released from a Washington hospital today. The 81-year-old justice had a heart stent implanted earlier this week to clear a blocked artery. Ginsburg is expected to be back at the court Monday for the next round of oral arguments. Ginsburg has had a series of health issues, including colorectal cancer and pancreatic cancer. But she has rejected suggestions from some liberals that she step down in time for President Obama to name her successor. As much as winter has gripped the Northeast, temperatures are well above 85 and 90 in California today. I'm Richard Lee Harris, NPR News, in Washington.